Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg has talked to us in the past about the need to take a break from social media. Now the same request is coming from a very unlikely source. Scott's with us this morning to shed some light on this mystery. It's kind of surprising. Tell us who it is, Scott.
Yeah, morning, Bob. It's actually a what versus a who. It's Instagram itself, and it's a new feature in testing. They call it Take a Break, and it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a way for users to take a much-needed break from social media, well, from Instagram anyway.
Why are they doing this, and why now?
Well, good question. To hear Instagram tell it, it's supporting people's well-being is a priority for us, and giving people ways to manage their time in a way that's intentional and meaningful is one way we're thinking about that.
What do you think about that?
I have several thoughts, actually. Let's see. Well, it's a good idea. It's important, but it also should not have taken as long as it did.
How does the feature actually work?
Well, first, it's important to note that it's only in testing right now. And when a feature is in testing, it means that it's going to change based on user feedback. And it means that only a subset of users are going to be exposed to it. So figuring out who those users are going to be is pretty much impossible. However, based on the purpose of it, I would think that it'll roll out to the people who spend a lot of time on Instagram, who are attracted to spending a lot of time on Instagram, versus someone who spends relatively little time. And I would say that for those who do see the option, we know that it's opt-in, meaning no one's going to force you to take a break from Instagram unless you want to. You'll receive reminders after a time limit of your choosing while you use the app. So maybe you'll say after 15 minutes, remind me to log off. The reminders will suggest that you close Instagram, and then it'll give you expert-backed tips on what to do during the break instead.
Do you think the timing is interesting with everything the Facebook whistleblower had to say about Facebook doing a better job of taking action to make the platform better?
Well, you know what, Bob? Even if it's not, it sure seems that way. And whether or not it's ever officially actually tied to that, it at least gives off the impression that Facebook is listening. And I would say that's one for the win column. You know, as we've talked about, a break from social media is good. I'm sure there are plenty of people who will argue that it's not up to the companies that distribute the content to actually help with that, but I would respectfully disagree with that.
Well, you've talked about this for a long time and mentioned several ways to take a break from social media in general, long before this feature was announced.
Yeah, that's true. And honestly, Bob, there's nothing groundbreaking in itself about a reminder popping up on your phone. But for some people, it's going to have to come from the platform itself before they take action. It's also quite possible that people are just going to ignore these messages. But for the right person who actually takes advantage of the suggestion, I think this is going to be healthy, especially if they use the time to do something offline versus just spending it surfing another social platform.
Our weekly briefing from social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And let's turn to Google now and something getting quite a few shares on social media. What's this about, Scott?
Yeah, it is called Google's annual Holiday 100 list. And what this does is it highlights the searches most likely to be popular this season when it comes to gift giving. So Google bases this on the change in search activity over the past several months. So basically, if you're interested in purchasing gifts for family or friends, you can get an idea ahead of time of what's likely to be the most popular.
This sounds very shareable.
It does, and for me, Bob, I will take all the help I can get when it comes to buying gifts.
Yeah, we all need it. What is topping this year's list?
Well, first, want to let you know, it's broken up into categories versus being a list of 1 to 100, so that's important. This year, it says that video game consoles are very popular. You might know someone who has their eye on like an Xbox or a PlayStation. Nintendo Switch is talked about a lot. Tech is always a popular thing. You know, people want new AirPods or headphones or a smartwatch or like a video doorbell. And also on the list this year, there are different perfumes, colognes, and other beauty products are popular.
Any surprises on the list?
You know what I think, Bob? It's more like the opposite than a surprise. I mean, look at it this way. Video games make perfect sense since we've spent so much time indoors, right? And even if we're starting to get back out, it doesn't just magically end the relationship. You know, an interest in video games continues. So, and many of them also let you play with other people online, which is a whole nother dynamic. Things like headphones make sense because we're working from home. A video doorbell lets you monitor the packages that are about to be delivered. And then there's high-end coffee makers, which are also on that list. And that seems very attractive, especially to me, because of those long Zoom calls scheduled first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm. But the one thing even Google can't account for is all of the supply chain issues, right?
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's not addressed here at all, but you're right. I mean, people are always going to procrastinate, but I think procrastinating this year could very well result in people not getting their presents in time.
Yep. And where can we see this list?
You know, Bob, over the years, I have found that the easiest way to find a Google list is to Google it. So if you just search Google Holiday 100, it should be one of the first things that pops up right at the top of the results.
Google Holiday 100.
Yep,
got it. All right, open up the Genius Bar, Scott. I got a good problem for you to work on this morning.
Okay.
And I bet other people have experienced this. I will have an email that has some attachment maybe, but for one reason or another, I can't get to it, so I'll hold off and maybe forward it to myself so it goes to the top of my email list on my phone. And then when I try to open it up, although when I first see it, I can see the first line of the email, but when I click into it, sure, the message isn't there. It says message not downloaded from server. What's happening there? What's going on?
Well, that has a lot to do with the size of the attachment. You know how when someone attaches something to an email, the downloading thing is part of that. It'll say something like, you know, this PDF is 10 megabytes or 20 megabytes or whatever. The bigger the attachment that comes with the email, the longer it takes for that email to download. So there's usually something in connection with that that's causing that. But even if there's no, you know, excessively large attachment, emails have graphics and photos. Some email programs automatically make it so your images don't download unless you're on Wi-Fi. Like, they make it so you don't have to use your cellular minutes or something like that. So you may have a situation like that. Or you may also just have a situation where an email just has so many graphics or so many photos that it's taking a long time to download. So I think we all get that. Like you said, I get that as well. And normally the way to get it's not really a way to get around it, but if you just cycle through to the next email that's already been downloaded and go back to that one, it's almost like it's forcing it, and it should download it without too much trouble, but it will depend on how much time it takes based on where you are.
So be patient, because it'll eventually be there.
Yes, exactly right. You're doing everything right, forwarding it to get it to the top of your feed and doing all those things. Yeah, I think in this case it would just require patience, no other work involved.
Yeah, it was weird because you can see the first line or two, and then, yep, when you go into it, that's when you get that message not downloaded from server business.
And you'll always get that. You're always more likely to get that when the actual email that you forward yourself has something attached to it. It's a combination, remember, of the attachment and just the regular amount of photos and graphics that are in the email, both working together.
He's a genius. Scott Kleinberg. Thank you, Scott. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week, Bob. Thank you.